You see, I had to do this. I had to come back. It was just too good not to. So here I am. And with that being said, welcome back. It's playoff time if you ain't know. In Nike Talk Season 2, we done got through the grueling 17-week season. Congrats to the other 11 participants in the postseason, along with myself. And it should be a pretty good ride to the Super Bowl, on both sides of the league, AFC and NFC. It's a lot to talk about. I got enough time to get to it, and we'll keep updates on the playoffs as they play out over the weekend. So let's get right into it because why not? It's been a while, man. It's so much going on in the chat right now. Like, the regular season ending couldn't have ended in a more appropriate manner. I mean, think about it. You had force wins kind of given out to the teams that didn't really need to play. But in that, we saw a change that has reshaped the entire playoff bracket. Not only that, it's changed the tenor of the chat like by 180 degrees almost. I didn't think we was gonna get Reggie and Kobe in the playoffs. Not till I looked this morning and I saw, I'm like, wait. David gets force win versus whoever, I think like the Ravens or somebody. And Mays gets the force win versus Reggie. By virtue, they tie at 12-4. Their teams, rather, not necessarily the users. We'll get to that. I emphasize that because I'll get to that in a bit. But 12-4 teams. Each team won one game in the two-game set, and David happened to, or the Bengals happened to have a better divisional record than Reggie and the Cleveland Browns. So now he hosts a playoff game, David does, and Reggie is on to New England. So AFC, you got David Manny, Reggie Kobe. We'll get to those in a minute. NFC, man. Last night, I'm driving back, wee hours of the morning, and I'm watching. I'm like, Bilbo really gonna do this? He really gonna get to the playoffs? Like, he had Phil right where he needed and wanted him. It was what, like 22-7 at one point. Phil comes back, scores a touchdown. Then I believe as I'm driving, I see like he blocked the field goal and ran it back or something like that. And then scored another touchdown on top of that to take a 29-22 lead. I know there was some craziness going on as far as the stream quality and whether or not the game's dropped, I'm not sure. But I do know they restarted. Phil was up big in that one, and he eventually got to 8-8. It ended up not mattering, however, because Speedy, the Washington Redskins, is in the playoffs, and his opponent, Will, was his Week 17 opponent. But I figure Will just didn't want to play, save his game plan perhaps for the playoffs. So here we are. We got them two in a divisional battle, which is always good in postseason, I think. And then my guy Dez, man. This guy Dez, man, is his first playoff appearance. And sure, I'm going to the game. I'm going to the game. Like, don't ask me where the playoff podcast is coming from this week. I'm already in Arizona as we speak. Actually, no, I'm in a car currently, snowed all the way in. I can't see out of any window, but it makes for the perfect podcast environment. So please, just don't mind me. But virtually, mentally, I'm in Arizona for Cardinals and Bucks. And of course, Jeremy, the visiting team in Tampa Bay, is there to look to advance to the second round. So, what do I think about these games? Let's start with the Bengals and Chargers. Now, I saw in the poll that Chris created for each game, I think all the favorites in that come from each game in a wild card round, I voted for. So I think Cincy, Cleveland, Tampa Bay, and Philadelphia will all win. But this is a tricky one. This Bengals and Charger game, it's a little tricky for me because I don't know about Tyree Jackson. I haven't seen a whole lot of him under Dave's control. But if it's what it sounds like he's a bit erratic, Tyree Jackson. And I'm not sure the status of Joe Mixon. I don't think he's back either. And I know there was that whole thing with his running back and looking to get a replacement with the same attributes. That didn't happen. But it could get interesting because we know about that Charger personnel. They not going nowhere. We know about Melvin Gordon. I really think if Manny's quarterback, and personally me, I'm playing Phillip Rivers in the playoffs. If I'm in that position, I got to play Phillip Rivers. But it's not me. So if he stays with, what's his name, Stick? Yeah, Easton Stick. If he stays with him and he just don't throw no crazy passes, that game could get very, very interesting, I think. I still like Cincinnati just because I just think in terms of just style is not good or advantageous for Manny, especially with that quarterback and how Dave has been known to turn the ball over via the interception or get takeaways via the interception, especially. I'm staying with Cincy, but it's a game that I think can get intriguing if the right elements start to present themselves. I saw that they were scheduled to play. I don't think they actually played the game. I think they simmed it. And the Chargers won 31-7. So I think that kind of shows you the personnel disparity and just how potent LA can be. And Cincinnati, too. They have some weapons, but it's not the Chargers' weapons. So you factor in Bosa and all those guys up front, you know, Derwin James in the back, and of course Gordon on offense, Keenan Allen versus Cincinnati, you know, iffy quarterback, kind of don't know what you're going to get. You got the tools, but, you know, not really sure. It's kind of like a wild card, no pun intended. It should be fun. It should be a fun game. Definitely one I'm going to watch all four, but definitely one to not miss out on. I would say Cincinnati by, I think the turnovers will catch up to Stick. It'll be a few crazy throws, and I don't think David's going to pass up capitalizing on too many of them. So I got the Bengals in a competitive but clear victory. Now, let's move on to let's go to Arizona. Let's go to Arizona versus Tampa Bay. Dez is in the playoffs. I predicted that there would be a new winner in the NFC West, which there was. However, I predicted the wrong team. I thought Evan and the 49ers would get it done. That turned out not to be. Bilbo gave it all he had and came very close to being the last team in the playoffs, perhaps. But that didn't happen either. And Jesus, the prior division winner, didn't get the starting blocks nearly well enough to have a chance in the end. And Dez played pretty well, given what I saw. Like, he had the great walk-off against Mixtape, and that's kind of like one of the moments of the season for me. That return by Patrick Peterson, that's such a... That would only happen in Mixtape, I feel like. It's not many others that would happen to besides him. But it's neither here nor there. Dez is the fourth seed. Jeremy, my division rival, is number five. Got a rookie quarterback who he manages the game pretty well. I've seen certain things that he likes to do, of course, and I see the difference between, you know, this year and maybe a year or two ago. I see what he tries to do differently, and he's a good player. He's a pretty good player. So it's worked out for him pretty well in most cases. His defense has gotten a lot better in terms of the personnel. He's got a few more superstars now. That 45, that Devin White, man. I love playing against that guy, but he's a problem, though. He's a real problem. And in this type of game, I mean, I don't know what Dez is going to come out. Like, I know he's going to be hyped, and I pray they mic up. Like, slight deviation. Can we please mic up more? Like, I love when I can jump on the stream and I can hear the player's exact thoughts. Like, because me, even when I'm not mic'd up, I'm talking, whether I got the headset on, I got the headset off, I'm standing up, I'm pacing around, I'm talking to the players. I feel like it's a real connection. I can get through that TV screen. I can get through the holes in their helmets, even though they're virtual helmets. And I can communicate to them what needs to be done. So I would love to just hear more interaction between owners and their virtual players. That's just me. But getting back to the game, Jeremy's offense just is not mixed. It's not. It reminds me of mixtapes, but it's a little better. It's probably a little more efficient. He could probably score a bit better. I don't know if it's going to be a close game. I just don't know. Dez's first time. Jeremy's been here, you know, multiple times over. And I just think Hawk would be too efficient. He won't make the mistake unless you make him make the mistake. And I don't know if Dez will be able to make him or to force him into bad throws consistently enough to win. But we shall see. I mean, who thought he'd be in the playoffs to begin with? So I'm staying with Tampa Bay, but for me and for the interaction purposes, that's going to be the game that might be most enjoyable to hear and watch, if that makes sense. Because I'm pretty sure they both going to be mic'd up, they both going to be talking, and it's going to be a show in itself. Will and Speedy. Speedy is a very, 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 very interesting number six seed. Speedy has, in my opinion, the capability of going in there and beating Will. Do I think he will? I voted for Philadelphia, so that's where my pick is. However, they did play once this season. Of course, like I mentioned earlier, the week 17 game was a sim that ultimately got Speedy or confirmed his playoff spot, that coupled with Bilbo's loss. But Speedy's in. But that first meeting they had was like 38-35. Will won, but it was a very close game. As a matter of fact, I have some of the numbers right here. Dwayne Haskins only missed two passes the entire game. 13 for 15, buck 77, 3 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. Chris Thompson had 82 yards on 5 carries for a touchdown. Also had 2 more touchdowns through the air, or receiving touchdowns rather, along with 79 yards. And if he can do that again, Speedy would be right there. As for Will, Carson Wentz had 311 yards passing, 2 touchdowns, 2 picks. Kareem Hunt, who I believe is your league MVP, 138 yards, 2 touchdowns, you know, typical. It may be even a down game for him, which is crazy. And Alshon Jeffrey had 128 yards and a touchdown as well. But these numbers, the Redskins gained 460 yards that game. The Eagles only had, 361? Eagles did have 4 sacks. Fletcher Cox was a terror. I think he had all 4 of them, 3 or 4 of those sacks for Philly. But It can get very interesting because Speedy didn't turn the ball over, and if he, I know he tends to, who he controls on defense, he, if a couple things can go right, if he can just make the right defensive reads, it can get interesting. But Will's a guy who, and people, I guess, maybe don't realize it as they should, but I'm here to say it because I've seen it. He makes some pretty good reads. Like, he makes some pretty good reads, and his reads are night and day from what they were when he first joined in, Madden 18, whatever it was. So props to him for that. And he's using the personnel, just like others have mentioned earlier this week, he's using the personnel as he should. I mean, shoot, if I had an X-Factor tight end and three superstars on the right-hand side, you think I'm not running the ball? You'd be crazy not to. So I can't even really knock the whole Kareem Hunt thing. I know, you know, we know how the superstars and the X-Factors, the elite players of the on the game, impact any potential matchup. But, I mean, at the same time, you got to be smart enough to use him also and put him in the best position to succeed, and he has. So I like Philly, but I do think it'll be a pretty close game, especially if Speedy does not turn the ball over. Now let's get to business. Reggie and Kobe. Full circle, right? Week one, Reggie comes in on ring night for Kobe in what was, again, the most unprecedented Super Bowl run and victory in the history of this league. But Reggie comes in there week one, 38-13. Just lets it be known, hey, you got the ring, but this is what it is. The bet goes through for $250 between the two that Kobe don't make, that isn't going to make the playoffs. And it was looking mighty bleak. It was looking mighty bleak because you had Bean at 8-3, I believe. He finished 9-7. But you had Bean at 8-3. And for sure, I was like, okay. I thought this bet is probably over. But then Bean lost the game to Manny. He lost one to, I want to say, Mark. There was another one in there that he lost, but that might have been a sim. And then you had the Week 17 game versus Kobe yesterday that he just, he dug himself in too deep a hole early on to be able to get out of it. So Kobe gets in at 9-7. He gets a 250 from Reggie today. No doubts about that. And here we are. Here we are. Reggie, who had been leading the AFC North. I'm not sure if he knew or if he kind of... Yeah, I'm not sure if he knew because I know he wasn't really engaged in it. Just how things would play out as far as the forced losses. He just wasn't playing the game. I'm not sure if he was trying to get to this matchup. But if he was, that's a stroke of genius. Because instead of hosting the game with Manny, we got one of the biggest grudge matches probably in quite some time. One of the biggest subplots, backstories, whatever you want to call it. We got that here in New England for Cleveland and New England. Somebody is going the same way they came into season two versus their respective opponent. Ah, man. I just don't know. Like, I just don't see how Kobe will win this one. And I can't fully count him out because we saw the run last year and nobody saw him, or maybe very few saw him getting past Flash, let alone Ty on the road, then David back at home before beating Mikey in the Super Bowl. Nobody saw all that coming. So the puncher's chance mentality exists here, but man, when out of all the people, when you get them riled up in the chat, I think Reg might be the most. he might lock on the most out of anybody when they get into a game or discussion, especially leading up to a game. And with Von Miller, Myles Garrett bookending his pass rush, I don't care if you're Tom Brady, I don't care if you're Stidham, whoever, any quarterback gonna be in trouble. So, and they have like what, 72 sacks between them or something like that, some out of this world number, some crazy number. And behind them, you got Greedy, Denzel Ward. Man, it's Sidney Jones, I think he has also. Like, woo. It's going to be rough. It's going to be rough. I just don't see how that will be overcome in this particular round, in this particular game. I don't. So, my pick is with Cleveland. And trust you me, whenever that game starts, I'm stopping whatever's going on my end. And I'll be watching for the game and for the banter afterwards. And it's a lot being talked about. You got talks of like return bets, not necessarily with Reg himself, but maybe a Kobe Manny bet. I mean, it's a lot of hype going on right now, just for that game and for this playoff run. And I can't wait to see what's going to happen. Like, I pray the first game, whichever game that's going to be, I pray one of these games get played tonight, because not only am I ready to see these games, I'm ready to get back on the field myself. Let's talk about that real quick. One thing I've realized in this game, let me check my time real quick, see how long I can afford to talk about this. I got a little bit. All right. One thing I've realized in this game over the years is that no matter what your schedule is, no matter, you know, who you're playing, when you're playing them, it is very difficult to be locked in for the course of an entire season to the point where you don't lose, right? And trust you me, I do not consider my Carolina Panthers, quote unquote, 15-1. Let's get that straight right now. We are an unbeaten team, and the fact that even happened is like, I kind of knew. And like I said before, I feel this game, when you, and this is just pertaining to me, just because I've always thought this is about me. When you don't turn the ball over enough for this game, via like interceptions or something, they're going to make you fumble a lot. I feel like there's a certain way to balance out everything in this game. So being that my quarterback that I was using, you know, under my control through 5 interceptions. I think he had 7 total in the season, but 5 of them came from me. But being that that's a career low for me, and I've had a lot of career lows around that number, but for him to throw 5 interceptions in one sim is just absolute... it just don't make no sense, man. So, in a way, I wish I had a wild card game, because I'm just sitting here thinking about that. And just thinking about how they pissed away my undefeated season, and but it's par for the course. It's par for the course. But it's not going to take away from what I was able to do this season and what I plan to parlay that into during this postseason run. I've been here before. It's only been 3 people, to my knowledge and to my remembrance, that have completed multiple undefeated seasons: David, Mays, and now myself. From what I remember, and if I'm leaving somebody out, then that's my bad. But from what I remember, we're the 3. But of those 3, only one has not yet won a world championship. Again, that's me. And I thought last year was the year. Last season was the season. This season got to be it. Home field advantage. I completed every obstacle through the regular season in my way that I needed or that I felt I needed to get the ball in my court, have home field advantage coming through BOA, and to win or lose in these playoffs on my terms. So yes, anything short of that is unacceptable, because that's what it's been for years now. So I'm looking forward to getting another crack at changing that. And when you factor in what I just said, those factors, my best shot at changing that in quite some time, in probably at least 3 years or so. But it's going to be good, because yeah, Mikey is still there, and he went through a slump to end the season. But I feel like him getting that bye week, that number two seed, it'd give him enough time to kind of get away from the game, get his mind right, and welcome in whoever he plays, whether that be Will, Dez, or Jeremy in round two. And, you know, I don't think you'll see that guy that ended the season. I don't think you'll see that same guy show up for the playoffs. I think he's going to be on point. Mays is also 15-1. And shifting to the AFC, I remember at the beginning of the season, I had Mays' over-under at like 12.5 or something. Man, people looked at me like I was crazy. Like, I say this all the time. I say this every single time in some shape, form, or fashion that I jump on this podcast. The cream always rises against all odds. No matter the circumstance, it rises. I knew that was going to happen. I'm not surprised, you know, and I'm sure he's not surprised, but I'm probably less surprised than he is. And I know he's not surprised, so that shows you just the confidence I had in him to bounce back. And there he is at number one with, shoot, that rushing attack is, man, is something wild. But with Hunt, Grant, and Derrick Henry, and I think Deion Lewis plus Mariota, whew, that's going to be something to see too. And he's there waiting in the wings. And then you got Mark, who also I think I had pretty high head as a bounce back type of guy. He's throwing the ball. I mean, doing what he does out there. I'm not sure what happened season one, but here he is season two with the number two seed. I think Derek Carr got the passing, the passing title for the year. AB is AB. And a potential game to watch out for. If we get Reggie versus Kobe in round one, then Mark versus Reggie in round two. Oh, man. That would mean Manny would have to beat David. But if we get that round two, like the entertainment is just not going to cease at all. It's not going to cease. So I just felt like I had to say that. We need some sort of intro. So whoever feel like getting on here and talking about these games over the weekend, well, shoot, let's talk about them. I'm going to be here. And we can go from there. We can talk about this season. We can talk about what happens in the wild card round. If you got predictions that you want to lay out, go for it. Be my guest. But to reiterate, my picks for the weekend, I have Cleveland beating New England. I have Cincinnati defeating LA. I have Tampa Bay overcoming Arizona. And I have Philadelphia triumphing over Washington. Soft selections, if you will. And we'll see what happens from there. But let's go ahead and get this started, man. I'm tired of waiting. I'm ready to get back on this field. So I'll probably be back at y'all If we get games today, I'll come back on tomorrow. If not, then whenever this round is done, we'll run it back, and we'll talk about what happens at that point. So until then, best of luck to all the teams involved, and shoot, the race for the Super Bowl is on. Let's get it.